From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report outlining a proposed expansion of the mobile crisis team. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right.
This is an informational report. The mobile crisis team is an essential component of our overall approach to keeping people out of the hospital and out of our emergency department. We have a number of statistics involved here, which I won't share with you, but it basically, the key thing is for you to see that when the mobile crisis team is involved, it decreases the amount of emergency detentions by as much as 95%. They're able to find other alternatives, help the person to either seek voluntary care or to find alternatives within the community. So they do an extremely good job. Throughout the course of the year, we've done a number of initiatives to try and find a way to change the procedure. The procedure is that a law enforcement officer must be the person that does a Chapter 51 in the state of Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin is one of three states that makes a law enforcement rather than a clinical decision, a law decision rather than a clinical decision. And we've attempted to remedy that through a couple of ways. We looked for a loophole and talked to the chief judge and didn't feel that would work. We've now been reporting it to a state legislative committee, and it was a committee that met for a long time last year, and we thought we were making some progress. However, due to some whims of the state, that committee's recommendations were not accepted. And so now we've come to say, well, okay, we're going to go a different direction, which is to say what we should do is, well, we'll change the paradigm and we will add a police officer to the mobile team. And instead of us being backup to the law enforcement, we'll have the law enforcement being backup to us. MPD is very excited about this and is viewing this as a prototype project for them. We're going to start with the Milwaukee Fire Police Department. We've identified an ideal candidate that will be doing this. About 50% of the emergency detentions that occur in the city occur in three particular districts, and that'll be where we'll focus on. So this is a completely different approach than we've taken in the past, but I think it just changes the paradigm from us being support to the police to the police being support to us, making this a much more of a clinical decision and a clinical experience, hopefully, for the client. The police officer has agreed to wear civilian clothes. So that, you know, one of the things we hear from clients is how traumatizing it is to be arrested when they're placed under protective custody, and police officers and police cars and all of those things, and their neighbors saw them. That will address some of that trauma, and as we really do believe, cut down on our emergency detentions.
Very good. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think this is an excellent idea. I thank you for thinking out of the box, because there's issues within my district, and I know that the police officer and the mud team is there. I first want to move approval. I mean, receive a place of file so our other colleagues can understand what you are trying to do. But why are you not working with the Sheriff's Department versus Milwaukee Police Department and have Deputy Sheriff in plain clothes and go and work with you, since it's a relationship with Milwaukee County?
Generally speaking, it is the local law enforcement that gets calls to do these things, and so it has been. And when we looked at our data in terms of where do most of our calls occur, we thought a good place to start was the city, and maybe we'll expand in a different direction later. But it seemed like a great place to start.
And what are the zip codes that you said there's three areas of the city?
I honestly don't know, Supervisor. I just know the police districts. I'm sorry.
What are the districts? Then?
It's here. Districts 3, 5, and 7.
Supervisor Ball.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You also mentioned plainclothes officers. Do they have unidentified cars as well?
They'll be traveling with the mobile team, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions? All right. We do have a motion to receive and place on file. On that motion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
All right.